Techonomics on KGO 810. This week on Techonomics, we take a look back at the Macintosh and a look forward with a key member of the original Macintosh team. Host Jason Middleton then unpacks the fallout from the British exit from the European Union. Are there economic ripples for Silicon Valley and the entire tech sector? Then as the economic third quarter gets underway, the bull market continues. The first quarter was sluggish. The second quarter picked up. Will the third quarter be the running of the bulls? We'll get under the hood with a senior economist at Wells Capital Management. Finally, a new segment called Explain It to Jason. This week, it's all about Pokemon Go. Jason Middleton pulls in some pokey addicts to explain the appeal. That's all coming up on this week's Techonomics.
Thank you for coming back for another edition of Techonomics. I'm your host, Jason Middleton. Remember back in 1984, and Apple Computers was touting its new personal computer, the Macintosh? You probably recall that because it was kind of a seminal moment for Silicon Valley, and it had its own iconic TV ad, too.
We shall prevail.
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh. And you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
This week, we start the show with a key member of the Macintosh team alongside Steve Jobs, and he is Guy Kawasaki. Guy Kawasaki is the chief evangelist at Canva now, an online graphic design tool. He is on the board of trustees of the Wikimedia Foundation. He's a brand ambassador for Mercedes-Benz USA and an executive fellow of the Haas School of Business at UC Berkeley. He was also the chief evangelist of Apple. He's also the author of The Art of the Start 2.0, The Art of Social Media, Enchantment, and 9 other books. Kawasaki has a BA from Stanford U and an MBA from UCLA, as well as an honorary doctorate from Babson College. Guy gave us a few minutes earlier this week to talk about his time with Apple, his new gig at Canva.com, and his prolific content curation and fire hose tweeting. Do me a favor, please. Give me your name and title, and I'll get a level off of that.
Sure. My name is Guy Kawasaki, and I am the chief evangelist of a company called Canva, C-A-N-V-A.
It's a wonderful-looking thing, but I kind of want to go a little bit backwards just to start, because when you say evangelist, you basically defined this category, and you did it a couple of decades ago. And I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit of the origin story about where you came up with that and where you see it going.
First of all, there was Jesus before me.
Okay, fine. Okay. All right. Just for the record, you're right. Okay. But let's start. Okay, let's move forward to almost 2,000 years to 1983, when the title evangelist wound up on your business card. How did that happen?
So I went to work for Apple and in the Macintosh division, and the word evangelism comes from Greek words meaning bringing the good news. And so Macintosh, according to us, was not merely another personal computer. It was good news. It was about empowerment. It was about efficacy, all those good things. And so we were evangelists for Macintosh, bringing good news, as opposed to simply, you know, salespeople or marketing people or third-party developer relations people. So the term is because we truly believed that Macintosh was good news.
So when Steve Jobs was not in the room, who played the symphony? Was that you?
Steve Jobs was always in the room, physically or not. He was always there, trust me.
Well, okay, I want to get into your tweeting and your news consumption now, because I'm interested in what you see the future is when it comes to that, because you're prolific, you're a daily tweeter many times, but you also, I wonder if you see the future of news in a different way. Like, is it an app? How are you seeing delivery of things like that? Because, I mean, I'm in the news business, so I have a vested interest in what your opinion is.
Yes, yes, yes. So I am a data point. I'm not saying I'm a representative data point. But the way I get news is on a phone, and I'm looking at my Facebook timeline. I'm looking at Apple News, the app. I'm looking at Smart News, an app. And I'm looking at a website called Alltop, A-L-L-T-O-P, which I co-founded, that is a synthesis of RSS feeds organized by topic. And, for example, if you're someone who's really interested in politics, try looking at politics.alltop.com, where we aggregate all the popular political websites. So that's how I get news. And I have to say, I thought about this as you mentioned this. I bought a copy of the San Jose Mercury and the San Francisco Chronicle physically, paper, about a week ago. And it may have been the first time in maybe 3 years that I bought a Sunday paper. And probably about the same time since I bought a daily. I just never read, you know, dead trees anymore.
Right. Okay, you heard it here, people. Guy Kawasaki just went analog. It was a week ago, but it happened, and he told us about it.
And the Earth shifted on its axis.
Right, right. Everything just tilted a little bit more. Let's go back to your tweeting, because do you have a staff of like 100 people that help you do that? Because it's so good. It's so prolific, though.
Yeah. So let's just say that I'm on one of the far edges of social media in terms of curation. So I have several things going on. So I manually curate some stuff. I have a social media strategist who helps me, who is also tweeting for me 5 times a day. Mm-hmm. And I have this automated system. I have a website called Holy Cow, K-A-W. And the purpose of Holy Cow is to find human interest stories that make people go, holy cow. And so there's a staff of 2 or 3 who are looking and writing up those stories onto Holy Cow. And the headline of Holy Cow automatically becomes a tweet that goes out 3 times, 8 or so hours apart. And they find, you know, 10 or 20 stories a day. So there's 10 or 20 that way. There's 5 from me, 5 from Peggy. That adds up to about, you know, 25. But then of the 25, the Holy Cow ones are repeated 3 times. So when all the dust settles, I probably tweet 75 times a day.
And so when am I supposed to get anything done during the day, Guy, if I'm following you on Twitter? I mean, that's a lot of data coming in at me.
Well, I view myself as sort of a curator, and my job is to make it so that you don't have to follow all these sources and have humans looking for news for you. I'm doing it for you. So that's my value add. I'm finding stuff that you might not have ever found from sources all over the place. So I view my role as saving you time.
Right.
Not wasting your time.
No, honestly, and I have to encourage everybody to really look at and follow Guy on Twitter, because it really makes a lot of sense. Because you're right. You can skip through some of it, but some of it you're going to be like, wow, I should have known that. I didn't, and I'm glad I know. Now I know it. So
if people just want to sip as opposed to the fire hose, they should follow me on Facebook. Because Facebook only, in quotes, has maybe 10 posts a day.
Okay.
And these are truly human-curated posts, as opposed to the triplicating on Twitter.
Okay.
So the purest form of Guy is facebook.com/Guy.
Let's circle back real quick on Canva. What's your work been like on that?
Yes. So Canva is an online graphics design service. Its purpose is to democratize design, to enable people to create great designs without, frankly, buying expensive software or renting expensive software and spending months learning this. And I am the chief evangelist. I was using Canva as a mere end user customer, and they saw that I was using it. They reached out to me, and you know, a few weeks later, I was working for the company.
Wow.
This is also a form of good news. Macintosh was the good news of democratizing computing, and Canva is the good news of democratizing design. So if people need to create social media graphics, email graphics, book covers, album covers, flyers, graphics for your blog, presentations, they should definitely try canva.com.
Okay, my last question for you, and I know you have to go. I've had the fortune, good fortune, of speaking with people who worked with Steve Jobs, and yeah. I don't know what your NDA is like with Apple right now, but is there anything that you might want to anecdotally relate about working with Steve?
Steve was fantastic to work for. He wasn't easy to work for, don't get me wrong, but I think that this is like when you look back in your life and you ask yourself, well, who are the professors and the teachers that you learn the most from? It won't be the ones that gave you an easy pass, that didn't push you, that didn't yell at you, that didn't abuse you. It's those that put the pressure on you, whether it was a coach or a teacher. And that's the way I look at Steve Jobs. It wasn't easy to work for him, but I would not be where I am without him. It was a remarkable time. There has been no other Steve Jobs since Steve Jobs. Perhaps the closest person to that is Elon Musk. But I consider it an honor and privilege to have worked for him, though, as I said, it wasn't always fun.
I'm sure you have a few battle scars.
I do. And I'm proud of them.
Guy Kawasaki, you are also a remarkable person. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I very much appreciate you sharing a bit of your perspective.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That was Guy Kawasaki. He's the chief evangelist of Canva, an online graphic design tool. He's also an executive fellow of the Haas School of Business at UC Berkeley. For links to his Twitter, Facebook, and other online efforts, check out the post we have for him at KGORadio.com. Coming up after the short break, we turn our attention to Britain's decision to exit the European Union.
I would go back to the polling station and vote to stay. Simply because this morning the reality is actually hitting in and the regrets are filling in of actually that we have actually left EU.
Just this week, the UK got a new Prime Minister, Theresa May. She's known as the Steel Lady, but will she be able to guide Britain through an EU exit without wrecking that island's economy? We're back soon with more.